This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Students, faculty, and administrators at the University of Alabama are trying to figure out what's next after a march Wednesday calling for an end to racial discrimination in campus Greek organizations. March comes after the student newspaper published a story detailing allegations of racial bias in sorority recruitment, but the bias seems to be coming from alumna, not current students. We talk about the unfolding controversy with AL.com and Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So this whole situation was sparked by an article in the UA student newspaper, The Crimson White, last week. You've done some reporting on it as well. Bring us up to speed on what happened over the last week.
Right. Well, first of all, The Crimson White really did an amazing job in that they went out and they found people who had gone, white sorority members who had gone through Rush with the black sorority, black pledges or would-be pledges, and really pointed out that race was actually used as a barrier to keep people in, and that a lot of students were unhappy with that. And of course, you know, this happened and came out at the same time as our vaunted 50 Years Forward celebration, and it exploded into something that really has gained a lot of attention, and deservedly so.
And the issue about race is not that the students themselves didn't want these recruits, didn't want these pledges, but that alumni were interfering.
Right. The shocking part, shocking. I mean, I wouldn't say shocking, but the devastating part of this is that when white members of sororities said, "Can't we talk about?" And the quote is, the black girl from a very prominent family in this particular case. The alumni advisors shut it down and said no. As it turns out, one of the alumni advisors named is an employee at the University of Alabama who works in president's events. And it's a stunning turn of affairs. I mean, and the girl involved, the African-American girl involved, is a granddaughter of a member of the Board of Trustees.
Well, this play between race and Greek life at Alabama, it's come up before. Most recently, there was an incident 2 years ago where a black student said racial slurs were yelled at him as he passed by a white fraternity house. Is there something different about this latest incident, though?
Well, I mean, I think there's much, much different about it. I think it's different because, and it's so compelling because you have white members of this traditionally segregated institution saying, hey, we got to stop this. And you have adults who are stuck in the mud of segregationist tradition, whether they want to think of it that way or not, who say, no, that's not the way things work here. And you see the students themselves, whether it's the students who came out and talked, the students who protested, the students who wrote it in the paper, saying enough is enough.
Well, in a video statement early Tuesday, University President Judy Bonder acknowledged sororities used race to make decisions on new members. But then Wednesday, she seemed to walk back those comments, saying she wasn't there, she doesn't know what took place. What do you make of the administration's response?
I mean, it's completely typical and completely wishy-washy. For years and years and years, evidence has been presented of this very thing. Anybody who's on campus knows that. And for years and years and years, they've turned a blind eye to it. And this is exactly the same. It's she came out with what seemed like a fairly strong statement, which not really strong, but it's disappointing.
Well, Bonder has ordered sororities to move to continuous bidding, which would allow new members to be added any time. How does that response strike you?
Well, this year they're going to open up bidding again, right? Which is clearly just a Band-Aid on this measure, because it allows people to go out and select, you know, give you a second chance. You know, we turned you away the first time, you can come back. It's a remedy but not a solution, and we'll see if it makes any difference down the road.
Well, this is all focused on sororities. Do you see fraternities getting off the hook?
Well, they have sort of skated so far, too. And let's face it, I mean, you know, we have two different sets of fraternities and sororities, too. The thing that amazes me is we still have black sororities and black Greek system and white Greek system, which are completely under different organizational structures, which are completely, I mean, largely segregated. So we don't just segregate people. We segregate the whole organizations.
Well, last week we talked about race in a different context, but you said you can't force integration. basically wrote the same thing this week regarding the situation in Alabama. So
did I?
What realistically can be done by university officials or others?
Well, I mean, there has to be zero tolerance at campus. They do need to bring in students and faculty and teachers and train them in anti-discrimination policy. If they violate those rules, if you find a person who discriminates on the basis of race, kick them out of the school. If a fraternity or sorority violates these things, take their lease. I mean, the university is the most powerful institution in the state of Alabama, with the possible exception of Alabama Power. And they have that right and authority.
Well, how do you see this playing out? Is there more to come, or is this just fade away?
Well, you know, we have a long history of having big splashes on this and then having it go away when the next crop of students rolls in. But this seems to have started some change, and I think that it will be looked at in different ways in the future.
John Archibald is a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and online anytime. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.